Tito! On three! One, two, three! One, no!
Hola, hola!
Back here on Texans Extra Points, Drew, John, and John, you just saw number 99 there leading the huddle, and he became more of a vocal leader last year. He's even more so, I would say, here in 2015. What does he need to do this season compared to last to make it a success?
Wow.
Does it change? How much
has
it changed?
He only has 15 sacks. He's going to have an off year.
I mean, that's the thing, John. We talked about this often. I've heard you talk about this. His 2013 season was excellent. He had a tremendous 2013 season, but because the team was 2-14, because he didn't have 20 sacks, everybody thought, oh, J.J. fell off in 2013. He may not get back to 20 sacks. And think about what he did last year. Two seasons of 20 sacks in the first 4 years. That had never been done in the league's history. Yeah. So if he doesn't get back to 20 sacks again, people think, oh, he had a down year. But let's look at the overall impact on the defense, and you throw in Vince Wilfork and hopefully a healthy Jadeveon Clowney. You throw all that in, and maybe he doesn't have 20 sacks, but he's allowing those other guys to flourish as well, including number 56, Brian Cushing.
He set the bar so high for himself, and of course, he wants to reach it again and reach even higher. He keeps saying, I can be better. You know, he needs to believe that. The rest of us, how could he possibly be better? But I think the deal about J.J., I can't wait to see with another offseason what the offensive coaches do to try to offset him, because they've had a whole offseason of plans. But the more weapons that you mentioned, the better. I look for Jared Crick in the last year of his contract. I look for him to be a better pass rusher and get somewhere around 5 or 6 sacks.
Yeah, he really came on in the second half of last season. But you just brought up a moment ago a guy that I've had my eyes on all offseason, and I've heard very, very encouraging things off even before training camp started, and that's Brian Cushing. Number 56 is supposedly in much better shape, and he said so himself, but around the building I've heard tremendous things about him, and I just can't wait to see what he does.
I mean, it's visible. If you see him at practice and you just watch him run from point A to point B, he's a different-looking guy. And you think back to him in 2011, obviously before the 2012 injury, and he just unleashed. He just ran. He went. He saw it, and he went. You saw that explosive ability, and then that led them all the way through the playoffs. And you thought, man, when they come back in 2012, this guy's ready to take it to another level. And then last year was just like watching a shell of Brian Cushing. But from the very first day of minicamp and OTAs through the last practice before the preseason game, 56 looks so much different from 2014. He's the one player where you go, okay, that's completely different from last year. Everybody else, body-wise, for the most part, looks the same. He looks completely different, and I think he'll have that season we're all looking for from Brian Cushing.
He said he had to learn to walk again. You know, it wasn't just the two knee operations. It was also what fractured fibula or tibia, but he had to learn to walk again. Can you imagine that?
He's the explosive piece in this defense that with Vince Wilfork here, and we talked about Crick, we talked about Watt, and those guys are obviously playmakers, but keeping 56 healthy and clean, keeping the trash away from him and letting him run to the football unabated, I think you're going to see a completely different player. And a guy that once he starts putting together 8 to 10 tackle games, you're going to start seeing that confidence come back. You'll see a little bit of that, and I hate the word, but the swagger come back. You'll see the old Brian Cushing before too long.
It's been fun with the pads on now to see the earth moving that's gone on with Vince Wilfork. We saw that firsthand in Richmond, and he absolutely destroyed Josh Laribius. Made him tackle a running back there against Washington. What does he add to this team, both on the field and off, John?
First of all, Vince doesn't go backward. You know, he doesn't. He always stay on his feet, but you cannot move Vince Wilfork backward. And all he's got to do is come off the ball and type a guard in the center and free up the linebackers to make the tackle. If he can rush the passer, that's good, but that's not what's required of him. And he has been a great leader. He's been funny. He's a good guy. I've had a lot of fun getting to know Vince Wilfork, and I'm really looking forward to watching him play.
And he can play a lot of different spots. He's not just a nose tackle.
Absolutely, and that was one of the things you noticed with New England, was that he could, even at certain points, bounce all the way to a perimeter defensive end and rush from the edge. It was pretty interesting. I thought there was an interesting note in Hard Knocks when J.J. said, Vince, I want to see the power, I want to see the power. And Vince said to him, I'm working on things. So that was very interesting, because I thought, You're Vince Wilfork. What really are you work? Just be Vince in the middle of the line. That'll be fine. And then it was shortly thereafter we had to play against the Reavers.
He's working on that jump shot. That's what he's working on.
No, you know, to be serious, though, he's actually like a pitcher who's established in spring training working on, you know, a knuckle curve or something, some new pitch that he's adding
hand
to his
placement,
repertoire. Yeah.
Where he wants to put his hands, all that kind of stuff. Exactly. Absolutely. I thought that was great to see a 35-year-old veteran, a vet, still working on those things. Was a great sign.
Trickles down to the younger ones, and that's good stuff all around. Okay, we've got to get into a little bit of game talk. We're not going to get in too deep about the 49ers, but we also want to talk about number 90, Jadeveon Clowney. Don't go anywhere. We're going to find out how number 90 is doing in just a bit.